Well, good morning here. This is the first time I've done this, so trying to record a rant, I guess is the way to put it. But I've been watching a lot of news media and having some interaction with a reporter or two, and just trying to talk about some of the bias that's out there in the media. And I think one of the things is, I don't think it's intentional with everybody, but it's incredibly powerful how just little manipulations or exclusions of data can really change the outcome and narrative and, quite frankly, culture of the country. The little thing that pushed me over the top is the recent Gallup poll that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton retain most admired titles. Been seeing it everywhere. Everyone's talking about it as like some big triumphant thing that the 2016 election was a mistake. And if it was held today, Hillary Clinton would have won in a landslide. Well, one of the things I really like to do whenever the media or anyone talks about polling is you look into the data and you look into what the crosstabs are. And I mean, just, I didn't even get into the crosstabs. Okay, let's go look at this Gallup poll and on who is the most admired. And they do men and women. And yes, Barack Obama came out on top with 17%. Yes, 17% is what the media is trying to take and turn into a mandate that this guy can do whatever he wants. You know who's number two? Just 3 points behind? Donald Trump had 14%. And then the next person is at 3% with Pope Francis. So if you really look at what they are talking about, that Barack Obama is the most admired person at 17%, 83% of the people voted against him in these polls. That's right. 83% don't admire Barack Obama. Do you see how powerful that change, just simply taking the exact same data, flipping it on its head, keeping it still accurate, how it changes the entire narrative of that story? Let's go to women, because it's even worse when you get into the women who were polled on being the most admired. Hillary Clinton, yes, she did won. She did win. With 9%. 9%. The media and everyone is running around saying this is a huge deal, that 9% think Hillary Clinton is the most admirable woman out there for 2017. Nine. Just think about that. 91% of the people don't admire Hillary Clinton. And yet we're being told that this is, oh, it's amazing, Hillary and Barack. Oh, if we could have November 2016 over, it would have changed the world. We could have kept doing hope and change, da-da-da-da-da. That's bias. That's the way bias works. If people can get out of that bubble, if the editors and the reporters and the journalists and the... If you could step back, just pretend you were fact-checking yourself and making sure that this was really the right way to tackle this. Was this really the best argument? Take this aside on everything. You see it on everything. They sensationalize everything. Everything is clickbait nowadays. They surveyed 1,049 people. And that's supposed to control the mindset of the rest of the population. 330 plus million people in the United States of America. And we're supposed to let 1,049 people who were asked questions, of which only about 100 of them liked Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. And we're supposed to just drop everything, forget our principles, forget what we know and see with our own eyes. And just trust that these people have the best in mind. Trust that the people making the decisions on what makes the cut in the news program or whoever's writing the algorithm for Twitter or Facebook these days and prioritizes and puts the suggested posts. Even Instagram is now doing suggested posts. It's control. It's manipulation. It's trying to control what you even have available before your eyes so that your choices of what you might want to believe or think are limited. They're eliminating some of the things out there. The simple fact they should have said in this story, for nothing else, the second place person in the most admirable one, the only one light step ahead of the rest of the pack, a close second, was President Donald Trump. They don't want to do that. They don't want you to like Donald Trump. They want you to love Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey and Elizabeth Warren and Angela Merkel, Queen Elizabeth, all these people down the road. Condoleezza Rice came in with 1%. Melania Trump had 1%. Nikki Haley had only 1%. You know, they don't want you to know who the rest of the pack was. You know, they want you to take that minority person who won with a plurality and think that they have the mandate to do whatever they want. And we have to just sit back and let that person rule over us. It's control. It's manipulation. It's the exact opposite of the information revolution that changed the world. You think back to the printing press and how evil they thought that was when it allowed people to exercise their own ability to take in content. When you didn't have monks writing books anymore, or people hand copying books, so they were very hard to come by, and no one could read, and all of a sudden you could quickly produce information to go out to everybody. While it was a miracle revolution, it is also being manipulated and controlled. As things evolved into the internet and newspapers and Facebook and so Twitter, everything has changed to the point where there is so much information now. People have realized you can manipulate people with false information. Fake news, everyone's joking about it. But it's been around before Donald Trump pointed it out or whoever pointed it out. The Democrats used to attack Fox News on a daily basis saying they're biased. They're just attacking Democrats. Well, they learned it by watching CNN. Yes, it happens. I don't trust anything you see on the news. Verify. Oh, sources say da-da-da-da-da. Who is that source? Is it the janitor? I mean, did you find a deleted copy of when a producer or a fact checker actually said, you know, are you sure that's true? Oh, no, I guess it's not. Oh, well, crumple it up, throw it in the paper. Well, and then what if a reporter comes and takes it out of the garbage can and says, oh, look, I found this. They're trying to delete documents. Just look at how easy it is to manipulate all the different facts and to fit your narrative. And it's just, it's annoying. I'm sick of it. I got in an argument with a reporter, more of an activist, and, oh, I'm not following you. Clearly, your opinions are off base. Blah, blah, blah. You're not going to listen to reason. Neither are you! The little bits of things I've seen some of these reporters in the Twin Cities do, I see their bias. 2006 election was a perfect case. Amy Klobuchar had a false ad running out there. Very powerful. Very powerful. Democrats are great at playing on emotions. They're not great with facts. And I went up to reporters. It was the ashamed ad that ended with Taisha Edwards' mom looking in the camera and saying, Mark Kennedy, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because he was going after it. He was trying to defeat Amy Klobuchar. Well, who is Taisha Edwards' mom? Taisha Edwards was a girl, a little girl from Minneapolis, I think 11 years old, who was gunned down at her table doing homework by gangbangers that Amy Klobuchar, quote-unquote, threw in jail. Well, the problem is in October of 2016, Myron Burrell, who was the trigger man in that case, was before the Minnesota Supreme Court. And his case, he was appealing his conviction. And it worked. And during that time, I was going up while the case was there. 2016, October of 2016, or 2006, during that election, Kennedy versus Klobuchar, the first time, I would go up to reporters who were allegedly Republicans or conservatives or on our side. And they would say, well, what does it matter? I gave them stacks of Hennepin County court documents, showing that this case is wrong, that he was potentially wrongly convicted by Amy Klobuchar, Hennepin County attorney. And they looked at me and they said, what does it matter? She's going to win. Facts be damned. Doesn't fit the narrative. I'm not putting my neck out there. Well, look what's happened since. This woman is a queen. She can do no wrong. By God, it's amazing. She preys on victims and makes everyone else feel like she's solving a problem by finding someone who's had tragedy in their life, passing a bill that's probably going to do nothing except create more red tape. But my gosh, she believes in the same things that the people running the major media markets and organizations in Minnesota believe in. She likes to kill babies. She's pro-abortion. Oh, I know. No one really wants to talk. Again, the facts could change the narrative. If we can consider abortion as killing a baby, wow, it changes. Drunk driver kills a pregnant woman. That's two. That's two. Double murder. Woman, quote-unquote, exercises her right to choose. Oh, it's okay. Planned Parenthood's a great thing. You know, I heard they did a mammogram once. Yeah, they killed 100,000, 327,000 babies in 2014. I just saw a report. Got $500 million from the government. The facts can change the narrative, and they very selectively leave out some of the facts. So when you see someone talking about this most admired man and woman for 2017 report, and someone's bragging about it, please, please tell people 83% of the people don't admire Barack Obama. In fact, it went down 5% since 2016. He lost 5 points. Donald Trump came in second that year too. He only lost 1 point. He went from 15 to 14. Barack Obama went from 22 to 17. So even though Donald Trump is horrible, oh, he's an evil man that we need to resist and impeach, blah, 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 blah. He is actually more popular this year, or he lost more admirability than Barack Obama did. The person we're all supposed to love and protect and defend his legacy. No, once people start, someone, Donald Trump, thank you, started talking about what Obama's legacy really was, Barack Obama started to lose his admirability. Shocking, once people started, had some ability to hear the quote-unquote other side of the narrative, he got less popular. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. She got 9%. She was the top person. Yes, I don't disagree with that. But 9% does not the most admired person make. In fact, she went down from 12 to 9. So I just ask, please, everyone, we're supposed to resist the president, as everyone wants to say. Resist the news. Challenge them. Hold them accountable, too. I believe everyone should be held accountable. If I'm wrong, great. But I'm looking at the facts in this report right now. It's really important that we don't allow ourselves to be controlled. And you can control the people if you control what they consume. And it's disastrous to watch a morning news show that is actually ad placement. And people come in with an agenda and are considered contributors. You put someone on camera that doesn't have a microphone shoved in their face like they're being interviewed, and they're just sitting there at a desk with someone else, people assume everything that comes out of that person's mouth is a fact. It's just the way it works. But in reality, that person is working for a PR firm or a chamber of commerce or something else, a community organizing group that is trying to sell a product. And whether or not there's money being exchanged, they're selling an idea. And I got news for the big Fox 9 morning show. Life exists outside of Minneapolis. You never see them do a community event outside of Minneapolis. It's all there. Everything's there. And it's controlling the narrative, making everyone think that, well, Minneapolis is the largest city in Minnesota. It's a tiny fraction of the population. And the rest of the state shouldn't have to follow suit to what they want to do. They want to walk everywhere and not have to look at cars. That doesn't work in Andover, where I'm at, or the Iron Range, or Moorhead. It doesn't work. Everyone can live their own lives. It's when we get involved in everyone else's lives that's where there's a problem. But yet, here we are. We're allowing ourselves to be controlled by the narrative. End of the year. What want to change the subject. Nikki Haley's speech at the UN this last week was amazing, powerful. Someone finally standing up to the world community that's been kicking us around and charging us for everything, stood up and said, no, we're going to do what we want. We're a sovereign nation. And they want to take that away. There's been good economic news. The tax bill. If you actually look at the tax bill, when you cut the rate that everyone pays in taxes, everyone gets a tax cut. Not a perfect bill. Should have gotten rid of all the loopholes, all the deductions. Got rid of them all. It's easy to fight for something if it is truly fair. But it's good news. So they want to change it. They want you to think, oh, people still pine for Barack Obama. We would have elected him a third time if we would have run again. That stupid Constitution got in the way, and Hillary got screwed, and the Russians hacked the election. ...83% of the people polled did not admire Barack Obama. 91% of the people polled did not admire Hillary Clinton. That's what I want you to remember. That's what we need to take from this. The media is manipulating you. Again, it might not be intentional. For some it is. Not everyone. Question authority. That includes the media. They're not always right. They do get it right sometimes. A lot of the time. But we've seen the manipulation. I've been interviewed. I've sat before the Star Tribune editorial board. I had four people screaming at me at one point. Asking questions. Blah, 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 blah. But yet I'm supposed to assume that they're the you don't like my opinion. You look at their editorials every year. It's liberal this, liberal this. Oh, sure, everyone's really throw a token to thing. Oh, they endorsed a Republican one. Da, 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 da. It's the same everywhere you go. You know, John McCain, we're supposed to all, John McCain, love him, love him, love him. Please give me a Republican. Will you just give us a Republican that we can vote for? Put him up in 2008. They didn't vote for him. In fact, they instantly trashed him. They control, they want you, they want to control you. It's about control. Control is power. One of them, everyone thinks the rich control the country. No, it's the media. Yeah, the rich own the media. And guess what? Most of the rich aren't conservatives. They just want to make more money. And how do you make more money when you're running the news? Be sensational. Clickbait. Anyways, thank you. This is the first one. There's probably going to be more of these. Don't know what it's going to be called. Just remember, 83% don't admire Barack Obama. And neither do 91% for Hillary Clinton. Thank you. I'm Andy Aplikowski.